Instead of enjoying the spring season, we are now staying home, away from family, away from friends, and away from relatives, doing all we can to lessen the impact and flatten the curve, as they say, of this potentially deadly Corona 19 virus. As of today, our health unit is reporting 10 confirmed positive cases in Northwest Ontario. Here in Ear Falls, all of our tests have so far come back negative. In Ontario, testing is to increase to about 8,000 tests per day. This will be important because nearly 50% of people who test positive do so without symptoms. It is vital everyone understand that this crisis may worsen before we see relief. Living here is a good thing. The remoteness and low population still allow people to get outdoors. Safe physical distancing is still key to slowing this virus, as is the need to stay home whenever possible. This is difficult for most, as we're all social by nature, and backyard gatherings and barbecues are the norm in Ear Falls. High-risk residents should ask a friend or relative to shop for you. If this isn't possible, health officials are recommending you wear a non-medical face covering, as this will assist in preventing respiratory droplets from being transferred. To date, the township has done the following. All municipal facilities have been closed to the public, and all community events have been canceled into May. Our daycare staff has been laid off, and the office employees have had their hours reduced so that we can maintain good physical distancing practices. Because office staff will be only in 2 days a week on a rotating basis, I'm asking the public's patience. They will check messages and return calls. Members of council, staff, and municipal employees have been asked to not leave town unless required to for medical purposes. If they do, self-isolating for the mandatory 14 days will take place. This is critical to ensure the safety of our frontline staff. Our waste disposal site will continue to operate regular hours, and our public works crew is separated into two groups to prevent any cross-contamination should one of them become infected. The fire department, a critical resource for our healthcare providers, have procedures in place to limit the number of responders answering a call, thus limiting potential exposure. All equipment, gear, and trucks will be sanitized after each and every call. Council meetings are being done remotely and online, with public having the ability to call in to listen to our meetings. COVID-19 has seen our business community altered drastically, like many other towns. But we are seeing people able to get food delivered, groceries delivered or picked up, and even renovation supplies dropped off safely. While the health and safety of everyone is our primary concern, it is hard not to think of the overall financial impact we are experiencing and will continue to experience for some time. As of today, our lodges, camps, and parks will remain closed, and there is now a ban on Crownland camping, preventing the potential impact on health capacity and food supplies. This has many worried. Tourism has and will continue to be the backbone of our local economy. We all know the clock is ticking towards summer and the expected annual influx of visitors. I do know that whatever happens, Ear Falls is resilient, stubborn, and tough, and this virus won't beat us. I've told many lodge owners I will stay in contact with our riding MP and MPP as we get closer to tourist season and provide them with the information they need to make informed decisions. Lastly, a huge thank you to the Emergency Management Committee for providing information, leadership, and direction to myself and the township in this very difficult time. Ear Falls is lucky to have your knowledge and compassion. Remember, the more we do now, the quicker we all can see things turn around for the better. Please be safe and do your part to beat COVID-19. And thank you to CKDR.